You are correct, and thank you. You have joined the good stuff. Mike, I think we've got a few good things yet to go today, don't we?
Oh, we've always got some more good stuff because people keep sending things to us at kimhburge@gmail.com, and we can always use more, so send those to us and include the author if you know it.
That's right. Hey, Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. They're serving South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana. Well, really, they just serve the whole nation. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, they're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or by appointment. More than 25 vendors offering a huge selection of antiques and vintage treasures and collectibles. Give them a call at 605-642-5884. Yesterday's Antiques in Spearfish. And Kim, what do you have to share with us today?
Well, I've got one that is titled An Oldie But a Goodie. It's called The Tight Skirt. And it makes me feel really good because I don't remember it, so I must be too young.
Okay.
All right. In a crowded city, at a busy bus stop, a woman who was waiting for a bus was wearing a tight leather skirt. As the bus stopped and it was her turn to get on, she became aware that her skirt was too tight to allow her leg to come up to the height of the first step on the bus. Slightly embarrassed and with a quick smile to the bus driver, she reached behind her to unzip her skirt a little, thinking that this would give her enough slack to raise her leg. Again, she tried to make the step, only to discover she still couldn't. A little more embarrassed, she once again reached behind her to unzip her skirt a little more. For the second time, attempted the step, and once again, much to her chagrin, she could not raise her leg. With a little smile to the driver, she again reached behind to unzip a little more, and again was unable to make the step. About this time, a cowboy who was standing behind her picked her up easily by the waist and placed her gently on the step of the bus. She went ballistic and turned to the would-be Samaritan and screeched, "How dare you touch my body? I don't even know who you are." The cowboy smiled and said, "Well, ma'am, normally I would agree with you, but after you unzipped my fly 3 times, I kind of figured we was friends." I don't know who wrote it, but again, the heading is Another Oldie But Goodie.
Well, this is called To the Old Times by Chris Isaacs. Me and my pards, Bud and Beaver, were having a cold one down at the Pines. We'd been to the show and watched the short go. We were just catching up on old times. When this kid walked in with a swagger that told the whole bar that he was there. Hat cocked to one side, he was plumb full of pride and just let all of the gunsels beware. His thumb slid back behind his new buckle as he hollered, "The drinks are on me. I rode a bad one tonight, removed all of his fight, and I'm starting right now on a spree." We just looked at each other and grinned as we remember those days gone by when we were the ones who were having the fun. "Let her buck" was our standard war cry. But I think that the grins were a cover, a mask that could hide something more. So no one could see that these old devotees were wishing time hadn't shuttered the door. Because it's a door that cannot be left gaping. Once it's closed, it won't open again. It's forever shut tight. Though you try with your might, the trying could just drive you insane. But there's one saving grace, a solution. It's a way to help ease the despair in those old memories that help us see the good times that are no longer there. And I looked at Bud and old Beaver, and they were both smiling through tears, thinking back when we did the same as that kid, as we remembered back through the years. So, pards, let's raise a glass to the old memories, to the good times and all the old friends. Even though those days are gone, the memories live on in our dreams. Those days never end. Chris Isaacs.
Hey, very good. Hey, I walked into my sister's kitchen and found my nephew having a snack. "Where's your mom?" I asked. "Oh, she's upstairs, said she's going to take a shower. Hang on, let me check." He stepped into the nearby bathroom and flushed the toilet. A second later, a sharp yell came from upstairs. My nephew walked back out and said, "Yep, she is in the shower."
Well, I guess that's one way to find out for sure. What else do you have for the last few seconds of our Good Stuff program?
Well, the old sheriff was attending an awards dinner when the lady commented on his wearing his sidearm. "Sheriff, I see you have your pistol. Are you expecting trouble?" "No, ma'am. If I were expecting trouble, I would have brought my rifle."
All right. Good logic there. And folks, we appreciate you tuning in to your local radio station for part of the good stuff today. Send those items to kimhburge@gmail.com so we can take a look at them. Please include the author if you know him. And that's the good stuff.